Usually the Supreme Court is in the news when it does something, when it decides a case. But sometimes the court is in the news because it does nothing at all. That's what happened in U.S. versus Newman. In early October 2015, the court refused to hear this high-profile insider trading case. Why should we care about the Supreme Court's silence? For an answer, we have to think about insider trading. In classic insider trading, someone who works for a company knows secret information. Maybe the insider knows good news, a major drug is going to be approved. Maybe the insider knows bad news, the product failed or sales plummeted. Either way, insiders make money because they know a secret. But the picture soon becomes more complicated. Take this real example. A secretary learned that the computer company she worked for was going to be sold to IBM. She told her husband. He told some friends. In the course of 6 hours, this tip made its way around Staten Island, New York, tip after tip in what is sometimes called a tipping chain. The chain included spouses, friends, family, co-workers, a banker, lawyer, doctor, stockbroker, deli owner, and a pizza maker. Imagine an elaborate game of telephone with the news whispered from ear to ear, with some stock trading in between. How guilty is someone far down the tipping chain? What if the pizza maker hears last of all? Remember the game of telephone? Maybe by then the tip itself has lost detail about where and when and who found out in the first place. Does that count? All we have to go on are court cases. For tippees like the pizza maker, the main case is Dirks versus SEC. Dirks was an investment analyst. A company insider told him about a massive fraud and urged Dirks to make it public. Dirks took the story to the Wall Street Journal, but they would have nothing of it. But Dirks spread the word, and ultimately the fraud was exposed. For a while, this was a story of no good deed going unpunished. The SEC investigated Dirks and found that he had engaged in insider trading by not making the information public. Not so fast, said the Supreme Court. The tippee, think pizza maker, had to know that the insider, think secretary, breached someone's trust when giving the tip. The insider also had to benefit personally from passing on the information. That let Dirks off the hook. Deep in the weeds of insider trading law is where we come to Newman. Newman, like the pizza maker, was far down the chain of tips. Nonetheless, he was charged with a crime, and a jury found him guilty. He was sentenced to prison. On appeal, the court reversed his conviction, and he was free to go. No, said the court to the government prosecutors, you have gone too far. What did Newman know about the insider's personal benefit? The jury should have tried to figure that out. And the evidence of benefit itself was thin, said the court. The prosecutor had to show potential financial gain. Friendship was not enough. Newman started with a crackdown on what the prosecutor called, quote, a tight-knit circle of greed on the part of professionals willing to traffic in confidential business information, unquote. It ended when the Supreme Court did nothing, disarming prosecutors. And the court, for now, has left the patchwork of insider trading rules for regulators and a reluctant Congress to figure out. That's U.S. versus Newman, and this is Verity Winship.